This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm here with Amit Kali, the founder of For Working Parents, who was part of the panel discussion around responsible use of AI. And Amit, for blind or partially sighted parents that can't maybe visually monitor their children's online use as much, what kind of conversations would you encourage parents to be having with their children to try and be open and learn about how they're using AI and the internet?
Yeah, I think there's certain questions that we can be asking, and one of the classic questions that parents always ask their children is, how was school today? And children often sort of shrug their shoulders and say it was fine, and then parents don't quite know where to go with that. So what I always do when I deliver these sessions is I say there's four questions that we should be asking our children every single day. So one is, how was your online world today? These questions obviously is if your child is online. How was your online world today? Number two is, did you see anything online today that made you feel uncomfortable? Number three is, did anybody send you anything online today that you didn't like? And number four is, did you send anything to anybody online today that maybe you shouldn't have done? What that does, what those questions do, is they create a safe space between you and your child to know, so your child knows that they can come to talk to you about anything that can be happening online. And the truth is, the first time you ask the questions, you'll probably get shrug shoulders. The 10th time, maybe even the 100th time. But if you ask those four questions on a daily basis, you create consistency and you create a space where your children know that actually you're not there to judge, you're not there to make their lives difficult, you're there ultimately to look out for their well-being and their safety online.
And as part of this conversation, there was a lot of talk about how we in the sight loss sector can learn how to use AI responsibly and use it as a tool. What were some of your takeaways from the conversation about where AI lives for us?
Well, I think the growth of AI has been so exponential in the last couple of years that it's difficult to keep up with it. But I think we also have to balance the benefits of AI, of which there are many that we talked about today, certainly for the charity sector, versus some of the drawbacks. And some of the drawbacks include things like misinformation, disinformation that's spread online, you know, fake accounts that are being created, images, videos that are being generated that might do harm to a certain brand or a certain individual. So I think it's really trying to find that balance between using AI for the good that it's capable of doing versus understanding that there are serious dangers of it and we cannot become heavily reliant on AI. Not yet anyway. I don't know what the world's going to look like in a couple of years' time, but certainly right now we cannot be heavily reliant on it.
And finally, one last question. You used AI for a kind of personal complaints thing, which was really useful, and talked about how you were specific with your inputs, you used guidelines. Can you talk us through that situation and how others could do something similar if they have kind of a complaints issue or that kind of thing?
Sure. So I actually had the prompts because the prompts were real. So I knew exactly what had happened. So I sort of shared everything from what happened up until that date. I shared what was written in the contract. I shared an attachment of the contract because ChatGPT can read the attachment. And then I asked for the appropriate advice. The advice was given to me. I then asked if that could be drafted into an email that I could send that, you know, had the right tone, was professional, formal, but at the same time wanted to get my point across, and it was able to do that for me. So I think if we're using AI, there's a such thing as bad AI, which is, you know, type this letter for me on a complaint. Very generic, you'll get a very generic, very poor quality answer. But if you put in all the right prompts, that exactly this is what's happened, these are the stages of what I need, this is what the letter needs to be like, this is the tone that I need the letter in, this is all the information, then you can get something very, very useful that you can use. And like I say, when I sent that letter out, after months and months of toing and froing, the next day I got an email saying, complaint resolved. So it can be used beneficially as long as we put in all the right prompts.
Fantastic. And where can people learn more about your organisation and the resources and conversations you're having?
Sure. So ironically, on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at For Working Parents and LinkedIn at Amit Singh Kelly. And the website is www.forworkingparents.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.